mile.
When?
Sunday.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you did. I saw you walked like 0.6 of a mile, and I said...
Well, that was with her.
I said, what a slacker.
I knew you did, even though you gave me kudos, and I was like, just started.
And then later on, I saw you did like 5.7 or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You're listening to the Lost Trail Runner podcast, episode 118. Today I'm running with my daughter Laura at Stone Mountain Park, so let's get started. Hey everyone, Ron here. Welcome to the Lost Trail Runner podcast. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. The Lost Trail Runner podcast is produced every 2 weeks. At least that is my goal. The show notes are found at losttrailrunner.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Lost Trail Runner as well as on Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get on with the show.
Ryan, but you must have talked to him since I talked.
He came over this afternoon.
Oh, he said he was going to try to run with us.
Today?
Yes.
Oh, well, he was headed home because he didn't want to have rush hour traffic.
Oh, well, I don't blame him.
Rob came over, and Declan and Kira, he was getting his taxes finished up.
Oh.
He wanted me to look at them, and then Ryan sent me a text message and said, you around? And I said, yeah.
So your meeting got canceled?
Yeah.
Tell me when.
Well, whenever. Oh, it's got green. Go. We are moving. You hear the beep?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he came over, we were going, well, the race starts in the Magic Kingdom parking lot, and I think it finishes at Epcot. So we just figured, well, we'll just either stay at the... I said we could stay at the Wilderness Lodge or the Polynesian. He said, I like the Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah, we need to call and make reservations.
This is going to be a 30-second walk.
Okay.
Because we're doing 15:30 for 10 minutes,
yeah.
Then 30:30 for 25 minutes, and then 15:30 for 10 minutes. That's 45 minutes.
We're doing 15:30 for 10 minutes.
Right.
And then
30:30
okay.
For 25, and then we're doing 15:30 for 10.
Okay.
If I last that long.
First day I got there, I ran a little over 3 miles.
Oh, yeah? That's pretty good.
And then, oh, where we stayed?
Uh-huh.
I told you, I think, that before I left, it's called the Katy Trail.
Right.
Which I thought you had to go somewhere, but you walked literally out of our hotel, and at start, you could go either way.
Right.
So, I ran that day. Monday, I don't think I did anything, but there was a spa and stuff at our hotel that had an exercise class, so I did exercise on Tuesday, exercise on Wednesday, and Thursday, did you see my bike ride?
Yeah, I saw your bike ride. Where'd you get a bike?
They're all over the place.
What do you mean, all over the
place?
They're just rental bikes?
Yeah, but the first 3 hours is free.
Oh, yeah? Why?
That's just how they are.
Huh.
I mean, it's weird because, like, people ride to wherever and just drop
probably
the bike.
I thought it may be an electric bike.
No. And it was funny because me and Ashley and Mike, which is this big black guy that works for me, we all rode bikes, and Mike's like, y'all are killing me.
Well, it looked to me like you were staying near where I used to go.
Oh, really?
Were you near the Central Expressway?
We're right off the expressway, right there. If you look out.
Yeah, but I think that's called the Central Expressway.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I used to go there.
Yeah, it was.
There was a neighborhood I used to run in.
There's a nice neighborhood.
I'd stay at a... There was a Marriott Courtyard that I stayed at, and it was like right next to a neighborhood.
Yeah, this was next, like if you went down that path, like if I go right, like maybe a quarter of a mile, there was big soccer fields, and then neighborhoods. And if you went left, you kind of went by the college was like right across the street and around us. So if you went left, you went kind of towards more where they had college stuff.
Well, you were out there a whole week, weren't you?
Yeah. And took a hard test.
Oh.
I got an A.
Oh.
So.
Well, that's good.
I got certified for being an internal auditor.
Oh. That's good.
Yep. I'm not going to do it, but I wanted to be certified because I have two of them that work for me.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to make sure I knew what was going on.
Well, that sounds good, you know. If you got people working for you, you'd like to know what they're doing, if they're doing it right, right?
Yep. I guess Ryan's got to work Sunday.
Yeah, that's what he said. Well, I don't know if it's Sunday he's got to work, but it's like...
He would have to come for one day.
Yeah. I think he's got to work Saturday. And he didn't want to just drive out there to have to turn around and come back. So.
So we'll get there late on Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. I can get off at 11:30 and it not count against me.
Oh.
And then I'll be off on Friday. And then come back on Sunday.
Getting close to run time here. 30:30. Okay. Wait. Nah. I'll stop this. Okay. Is that sunlight?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I was gonna run this morning because Rob was gonna come over like at 12:30. Then I had that meeting at 6. And I was getting ready to run about a little after 11, and he sent me a text message, says, I'm on my way. So I went, okay. So I scrapped the run. Then Ryan texted me, said,
I'm on the way.
He said, I'm on 78 if you're home. I said, yep. So then he came over, and then about, must have been about 3 o'clock, I got a text message said meeting had been canceled because one of the people that was supposed to be the presenter couldn't make the meeting. So.
Well, that would be dumb to have to present.
Yeah. There's the upside down right there.
I know. It's so weird.
You remember when they had that thing built there, that big thing? That was a tree that they climbed into.
I know, Ryan said, did you say something to Chris? I said, yeah, Chris was gonna run. Well, he said he wanted to, but I said he knew I didn't have any money.
That's not unusual.
No.
Ryan said they were going to get one of these spectator things, a cheer package or some silly thing.
Are they?
I don't know. That's what he said.
A cheer package?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they should. They need to cheer us on, Dad.
But I think it cost about probably $65 or something to stand on the sidelines and watch people run. I don't know. I don't know what is it. I don't have anything. I have any idea about that stuff. I guess he was talking to Chris and Ann, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
He said, me and him were going to get a room.
Yeah,
and then y'all were going to get one. This is the uphill. Yeah. Well, the Barclays Marathons were over the weekend.
Well, while we were in Texas, the rock and roll half met the day we were leaving.
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, that weekend. We left Friday.
Yeah.
I guess that Saturday or Sunday was a rock and roll.
Well, the Barclay Marathons, you know what that is? That's that 100-mile race up in the...
Oh, by Chris's.
No.
Oh, no.
That's the Penhody.
Oh.
This one, it's in Frozen Head State Park in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
And it's 5 20-mile loops. And you've got 60 hours to complete them. Oh, still gotta go, huh? And as you run, they have books hidden in the woods, and you've gotta rip a page out at every one of the books. Like, they might have 13 books.
Oh, yeah.
And like, whatever number, so you have number 10,
yeah.
You gotta rip out page number 10 of every book.
Yeah.
When you finish your loop, you gotta turn them in.
Yeah.
And you have so many hours to finish each loop. And if you finish it ahead of time, you can rest until you have to start the next one. But you got to get those pages.
So you got to find them?
Yeah.
Well, you could.
And they've been doing this race since about 1983.
Huh.
And I think so far they've had 15 people finish. Just finish.
Oh.
And they had it this last weekend.
Yeah.
Nobody finished.
Nobody finished.
Nope. If you complete, I think it's 3 loops, it's considered a fun run.
It doesn't sound very fun.
Go on YouTube. No, on Netflix.
On Netflix?
And Netflix, and type in Barclays Marathon, and they've got a thing in there about it.
Oh.
A whole movie.
Huh.
You enjoy it. But the guy that puts it on, his real name's Gary Cantrell, but he goes by Lazarus Lake. That's his name for the thing. He also puts on another race that's on his property.
Yeah.
It's called, I think it's Biggs something. It's 4.01 mile course. And what you do, you have 1 mile, 1 hour, finish that 4 mile loop.
Many times as you can.
Well, what you do is after you finish it, then you rest for you start the next hour.
Oh.
And whoever is the last person wins.
Well, that would be easy.
I think they ran it. The guy that won it ran like 276 miles or something. 200 and something miles. Because like if there's two of you left and the one guy quits and then you quit because he did, then you're disqualified. You have to finish the loop. Oh, it's called Biggs Backyard Ultra. That's what it's called. Yeah.
Creative.
Yeah. But the Barclays Marathon, you look it up on Netflix. It's great. And they ask him, where'd you get the name? Barclays. That's his neighbor's last name. Yeah. He's a farmer.
Yeah.
He said, I couldn't think of a better person to name it after. And I watch all these things on YouTube and things, you know, guys training for those races. And then I go out and run my 7 miles
and go,
I go, ah. I had a good 7 mile run last Sunday.
Well, I did. I felt pretty good.
And my coach, when he redid my schedule, he said my long runs should be, look at the deer. There's two of them.
Yeah.
Can we keep on going? Hey, dear, you want something to eat? He took off.
Not very far. What do you do? The longest run is what?
What were we talking about?
The longest run your coach changed.
Oh, no, the time. You know, in the Galloway thing, they want you to run 2 minutes slower than you could run on that day, blah, blah. So he put in my training schedule to, you know, run 15, walk 30, and average 15.
Oh.
And I averaged 15. But I tried to keep it, you know, because if I just do it without paying attention, I'll do it about 14:30 or in the low 14s.
Yeah.
But I figured I would just stick to what he said. Then there's no recovery time.
I don't know.
We got about a minute before we turn around. And the runs like this, supposed to be about a 15, I mean a 13, about 13, 15, and we're averaging 13, 30, so that's not bad. Yeah. So I've been trying to keep in that range instead of pushing it so that I just build up my base.
Right. That's what I need to think and not worry about.
Yeah. Because my main race isn't until November, why be pushing it now? Turn around. Oh. This a run or a walk? Run it.
Son.
And like I'm doing Charleston in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And that, he just said run it like a training run too. Don't race it, just participate.
Right.
Well, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And usually, end up going faster in a race anyway. So.
Well, I think I'm going to do the dam run.
Yeah.
I think that's in May.
Uh-huh.
I have a 5K and a 10K.
Uh-huh.
I may run the 10K just to see. It's pretty flat.
At least the wind's not blowing.
That's what I was like. Thank goodness I can go with what I have if the wind wasn't blowing.
It's probably supposed to be warm the rest of the week, isn't it?
Yep. 75 tomorrow.
I gotta run 5 miles Sunday.
Well, run at my house.
Run.
I meant to show you my covered bridge. There's a wooden covered bridge by my house.
Oh, yeah.
I started going.
My run for Frost Sunday is a mile warm up, three at race pace, which is 30-30, and then a mile cool down for 5 miles.
Wow.
And then the next weekend is Charleston.
You can run my route. Did I run?
Yeah, when I got up this morning, my plan was I was going to run at 8 o'clock. And I get up and I,
and
it's 7.
Fell apart from there?
Yeah, I got up at 7 and I go.
Did you not have to work?
No. And I go, oh, I'm not in the mood to do anything.
I said that this morning. I couldn't fall asleep last night.
Oh.
Then when I fell asleep, I was so dead asleep. My alarm went off.
Didn't want to wake up, right?
Oh my God. But I didn't go to, I went Monday.
Uh-oh.
I don't know, Monday? Usually Monday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh.
But this week I gotta go Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Well, see you on yesterday.
Huh?
Yesterday was my cross training day and I was gonna walk. And I go, well, it's crappy outside. I'll wait till 5 o'clock and go over, walk on that indoor track.
Yeah.
5 o'clock, got there, and I go, well, I'll wait a little bit longer. They're open till 7.
Oh.
And about 6:15, I go, I don't have enough time. So I just didn't do anything yesterday. Ryan's trying to get things set up with his Apple Watch. And there's no way that he can set heart rate zones on the watch.
You have to do it on your computer?
Has to do it on an app.
Oh.
And none of the apps he has will like beep if you go over or beep if you go under.
Oh.
So he just has to keep watching.
Well, no. Before I left, when I was talking to one of the trainers where I go, he goes, download Gym Boss. You can download the app for Gym Boss.
Yeah.
Then it shouldn't go bad.
Well, this one's really worked good. I haven't had to change the battery since I bought it. Okay. And it doesn't quit in the middle of a workout.
Yeah.
Of course, it's the fourth one I have.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The app.
So it took 4 to get a good one. Well, the second one was okay, but it would die quicker.
Right.
Here's the old grist mill. Grinding away. Remember when they used to actually grind cornmeal in there?
I think I remember.
But now they don't do anything.
I saw REI's got kayaks over there. I guess they rent them.
No, it's just a like a display or something.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them out here rent anything. About the only thing I've seen on the lake is people sculling in the...
Oh, yeah.
I think, like, Emery might come out here. Their crew team.
Right.
Or maybe Georgia State, I don't know. Or maybe even Tech, who knows.
Yeah.
getting close. 150. Running back by the upside down.
I'll tell you, out there in Texas, there's a lot of bicycle riders.
Yeah. Ryan wants me to come over to Carrollton and bring my bike.
Yeah, because they have that trail, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a 17-mile loop.
Well, why don't you? He can do it during the week.
Huh?
He can do it during the week, can he?
If he's there. He's going to Savannah again soon. Yeah. He doesn't mind.
No.
It's that company that he works for, or with, or whatever. They have a condo down there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he doesn't have to
pay
a hotel or anything.
Dang.
He just stays in the condo.
Oh, crap. I need to get a job there. I'll do South Carolina.
They only do Georgia.
Well, I'll do North Georgia.
9 seconds. So the next one's 15. Whoops. My heart rate's supposed to be under 124.
What are you, 80?
No, I'm 126. Yeah, see, it says REI Boathouse. Now,
maybe
they've got something down there where the paddle boats are.
Yeah.
I don't know. And maybe they're only going to do it like in the spring and summer or
right.
something. I haven't worn these shoes in a long time.
Yeah. Well, these are running shoes, but they weren't going to be my running shoes. These are my
Those are the other ones?
Shoes.
Well, they look the same.
Oh, they're the same shoe.
Oh.
But I just...
You just got two pairs.
Yeah.
I see.
My black ones are the ones to wear outside.
Uh-huh.
And these are to wear inside.
Oh.
But...
Do what?
I said I need to go to the chiropractor.
Why?
Just to get an adjustment.
Get everything put back in shape?
My back, yeah. My back doesn't hurt, but it feels really good if I get Trent to crack it.
Uh-huh.
But if I went and got it adjusted, it'd be good. Okay, so we were for sure staying at Wilderness Lodge, right?
If we can get in.
Well,
yeah, if we can't get in there, we're going to go to Polynesian.
Polynesian.
Can't get in there, go to Contemporary. I've never stayed to Contemporary.
Yes, we did.
Not the Contemporary.
You didn't stay there?
I haven't. I've stayed at the Polynesian.
When we were little, we stayed at the Polynesian.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I stayed at the Polynesian.
We just went over to the Contemporary to their game room.
Yeah.
Remember we went over there?
And, stayed at the Wilderness Lodge a couple of times. I haven't stayed at the Grand Floridian either.
Yes, yes we did.
No, not the Grand Floridian.
That's the Hive one.
Yeah.
No. We stayed at Beach Club.
That's the one where the alligator got the kid.
Yeah. At the Grand Floridian?
Uh-huh. By the edge of the beach. Then I gotta go over by the Polynesian and see if my stone is still there.
I'm sure it is. It should be. Well, why don't we do this on Sunday? If you're coming over, we'll call and reserve both the rooms.
Oh, okay.
Then we know for sure that we're at the same one.
Who did this? Now we gotta go uphill.
I know, it's your fault. It's okay. Hill training's good, right?
Yeah, running this 5 mile loop used to.
Those are your friends.
Running this 5 mile loop used to keep me in shape.
Yep.
What's weird is I used to run it between 43 and 45 minutes.
No more.
No. I used to think when I did the 10-mile race out here that an hour and a half was slow.
I did the 10 mile here before, but I don't remember. Whew. That 15 minutes, 15 seconds. Couldn't come fast enough.
What?
Well, at my house, I've been trying to run some hills.
Well, that's good. I walked up the mountain weekend before last. About killed me. And I used to run it up. I used to run up it in 11 minutes. And it took me like almost a half hour to walk up. 26 minutes to go. A mile and a tenth. I came back down quicker. But when I got right up there, I don't know how often you've been up there, but there's a
pavilion.
Metal. No, there's
metal. Yeah, the metal thing.
When you get there, that's where it's really steep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Burn.
Yeah. But I just kept chugging along. There's people up there ready to die. You know, I'd see them, they'd go about 10 or 15 steps and stop, rest a minute or two, then walk another 15 or 20. And I'm going, why are they doing this?
I know.
Can't be fun.
No.
My heart rate is above.
I'm sure. Mine is.
Supposed to be 124 or under, and it's 128 right now. Okay. Is that it?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what happened when you get old, though.
Yeah.
Time goes faster and your speed is much slower. Or maybe I'm running the same speed, but the clock's faster. And I can't catch up with it. You think that's it?
Maybe.
I don't know. Because it feels the same.
I know.
I mean, I can run 12-minute pace
downhill,
and it feels the same as when I was running nines and eight and a halves. But the important thing is I'm still doing it.
That's right. Look at half the people that are your age or less that are.
I went on Garmin and they've got like a graph thing.
Yeah.
And it shows your age group. And it shows, like, where you fit in,
yeah,
mileage-wise, time-wise.
Yeah, you're above average.
I'm like 84%.
Yeah.
That means 83% of the population my age is not doing.
Doing it, yeah.
Well, I mean, they're doing something, a lot of them,
but
a lot less.
Well, what you remind me of is that Garmin commercial where the guy goes out and he's running all different ways and he comes and he gives his wife the map.
Uh-huh.
He has his it looks like a Strava thing, but she goes and puts it on there, and there's one that's shaped like a heart and one that's all these different shapes that he went and ran and, man, and he's older.
You know, there's going to be a TV series starting tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
About a podcaster.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's going to be a comedy, I think.
Oh. Monday, a new show comes on called The Crossing that's from the people that made Lost.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, the guy's out on the beach and he sees this little girl wash up.
Uh-huh.
And then he looks out in there and all these people are washing up.
Dead?
Well, no. They came from way in the future.
Oh.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Looks good. It's called The Crossing.
We got about 20 seconds left.
Just enough time to get back, almost.
Yep. It'll finish before we quit running. It just stopped 3.19 miles. It's almost 3.2. Well, we did at least a 5K.
Yep.
Now I'm all sweaty.
That was good. I'll take this vest off. I don't look like running. Since I'm not matching. Definitely warmed up.
See
at
what
least the wind's not blowing. Man, this
see
week,
what our aerobic
the wind was horrible.
Yeah. Aerobic 2.8 training effect. Anaerobic 0.
What does that mean?
Huh?
Anaerobic when you can't breathe.
Yeah, when you're running hard. That's anaerobic. This measures both.
We did 0?
0 anaerobic.
We
did 2.8 aerobic. Overall, we averaged 14.06.
That wasn't very good.
Now let's see what the middle was. If the
last one, I think, was...
Well, you figure 20 minutes of it, we're doing 15.30, which is slow. So, lap one, 10 minutes, 0.67 miles, average 14.58. Okay.
Which was all 3 miles? 14.58?
Lapped, for the first mile, for the first lap, which is 10 minutes. Now the second lap, this thing splits up the miles. We did the second lap, which is a mile, 13.33. That's not too bad. Third lap is 0.85 miles. So that makes the total 25 minutes. Mm. We average
13.29. Oh, okay.
See, then lap four was 10 minutes. And we average 14.50.
Oh yeah, we were slow going up that hill.
Ought to be, it's a big hill. Let's see if I lock this thing. Guess I did. How about that? Just
you
subconscious.
Do it subconsciously, yeah.
Yep.
Well, on Tuesdays we can, if I'm in Atlanta, it's easier, I can meet.
Well, I didn't know where you were at today.
Well,
that's why I said if it was easier to go to Lilburn,
no,
we could do that.
Tuesdays, I'm normally supposed to be at Atlanta, but sometimes Monday.
the back of this car looks like a locker room.
Yeah.
That's why I like this car.
Yeah. Well, why don't you sell the other one?
I don't know. What I ought to do is trade both of them in and get me a Hyundai Santa Fe or something like that.
You should. And that'll last you
forever.
For the rest of your life.
Yep.
They're not that much. I mean, you're...
They're probably in the 20s.
Yeah.
Something like that. Maybe 30. I don't think they're 30. I probably would. Yeah. I don't go for buying new cars anymore. It's a waste of money.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.